That's like our second favorite thing ever.
What's your first favorite thing?
And there we go. And on that note, welcome to the very first episode of Glass Table Podcast.
It's always time for coffee.
You're listening to Glass Table Podcast.
With your host, Mike.
Oh, delicious in my mouth.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, good for you.
And Sparkles.
Oh, hot, 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 hot. Hot, 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 pop.
Well, no shit.
I'll pop a Glock in your mouth and make a brain slushy.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Sparkles.
Make sure to check us out at facebook.com/glasstablepodcast. Also, if you want to send us an email, you can send it at glasstablepodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. And I don't think we have anything else we want to plug just yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. There you go. And I'll make sure and go ahead and get you all the info so that way you can get into all those accounts and everything like that. And the Glass Table Podcast is actually a brand new podcast in the Troll Food Podcast Network.
Yay, Troll Food.
I know, right? So this is, you know, basically a sister companion to our flagship podcast, which is Troll Food Podcast. I know that you're a big fan of it.
Yes.
And that's actually, you know, I got you over to do, you know, kind of a little segment for us so that way that we could, you know, use you in one of the commercials for Cha-ching. Our main one. Yeah. And we ended up having a great time. You realized how much you love doing stuff like this and you thought that you wanted to launch one yourself.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. So anyway, I guess we should really kind of start this off with just telling us a little bit about ourselves. So do you want to go ahead and start that off?
I'm Sparkles.
You are Sparkles.
I am. So you'll never know my real name.
See, why do you have to be like that? Why are you trying to hide the greatness that is Sparkles?
Because one day when I tell people who I really am, I don't know, I'll be more special.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that thoughtful? See, I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah. Or if I just really want to tear into somebody, I don't have to face consequences.
Ah, so you're looking for kind of like the hater troll anonymity, like, yeah, you know, hiding behind the keyboard or hiding behind the microphone
like,
in this
really
case.
I really hate this bitch, but you don't know who I am.
And, well, see, I'm the exact opposite. I'm kind of balls out all the time. I'll just let it out there. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's you.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself. What kind of stuff are you into?
I am into ink.
Ah, yes, you do have quite a bit of ink.
I do. Don't tell anybody what they are, or they'll know who I am.
Yeah, see, that's why we got to keep everything hidden. Yeah. So we have to make sure that all your ink's covered up whenever we take pictures and stuff like that.
True. Because then they won't know who I am.
Well, of course, you know.
My face may give it away.
Well, whenever we're at all these conventions, though, I'm sure that, you know, whenever everybody sees you, they're going to get to see some of your ink. And yeah, you have a lot of nice ink.
Well, thank you. So do you. I like
Yeah, I've got the half sleeve going on. I need to go ahead and carry it up a little more.
Are you going
to
make it a full sleeve?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do two full sleeves. And then I'll probably start on my legs.
So you touched your head, so I was about to be really afraid you were going to, like, start tattooing your head.
Now, I've decided that I'm going to stop at the collar, nothing above collar, and nothing below the wrists.
Good idea.
Yeah. That way, if I want to hide it, I can just wear me a long sleeve shirt and a pair of pants. And
that's true.
Everything will be okay. Anything you do in your spare time that you want to talk about?
I do a lot of things in my spare time.
But nothing you want to talk about?
No.
All right. Well, I'll kind of talk a little bit about myself then. My name is Mike, and I'm actually one of the co-hosts of Troll Food Podcast. We are kind of a geeky tech-related podcast where we'll cover just about anything as far as techie news. I do segments on there such as Mike Likes, which is my review. Yeah, I know this fucking fly is driving me goddamn crazy. But, we got a fly running around the studio. I know that probably didn't translate very well to radio, but I really love doing that. I love podcasting, so I jumped at the chance to actually get to do another one.
And I like talking.
Yeah.
So win-win.
And you're good at it. You have a very, very nice voice.
Well, thank you.
It's very kind of soothing, and it's got that, you know, that little edge to it.
So like I could put you to sleep.
Maybe I was going a different direction within that.
We don't want people to go to sleep.
No. It wasn't like a sleep thing. It's kind of like you have a good 1-900 number voice.
Oh, well, that's a different podcast.
That one we're going to charge for.
Yeah.
But anyway, on this one, this podcast, we're going to do things a little bit different than we normally do. We're, of course, going to do what we did this week. After that, we'll go over what's called a Minute with Mike where I sit down and just kind of take a minute to give you my point of view on things. After that, we're going to talk a little bit of news, and we'll talk about your section, which is called What Sparks Sparkles. And then after that, we're going to do what's called the Glass Table Movie Club, where every week we will come up with a movie that's going to be on Netflix, and then the next week we'll kind of talk about it and give our input. But anyway, this week we're going to go ahead and start off with what we did. Did you do anything cool this week that you want to share?
I worked a lot. I hiked a lot. Summer, so it's hot.
Yes.
So, no, not really.
So you do a lot of hiking.
What did I do this weekend? I don't even remember.
Basically this week, it seems like most of our week has revolved around us trying to get everything set together.
Well, yeah.
To do this right here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's kind of kept us busy. And then, you know, you do a lot of hiking.
I do a lot.
Like a hell of a lot of hiking.
Like somewhere between 3 and 6 miles every day.
I know. And that is like fucking crazy to me. And I guess it's just because I'm like the fucking nerdy geek guy that, you know, I see the sun. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Well, you should come hiking.
Well, I mean, you did get me into geocaching, which involved quite a bit of hiking. And I've missed doing that, but I've lost my geocaching partner.
Well, we should get back to it.
We'll definitely get back to it. Did you go with me to the geocache that was, what was it, the Hidden Lake one? Where we had like that hellish fucking hike? No, you didn't. No. That's a badass motherfucking one. We need to go to that one together.
Okay, I'll go.
But yeah, it's like a big hike. There's lots of like rock climbing and all kinds of good bullshit.
Not just like pull up to a lamppost and there it is.
No, it's like you got to fucking hike. You hike through this trail and it's a good ways back. I'd say probably a couple miles. And then whenever you get to like a clearing, you see this big hidden lake that nobody knew was there, you know?
What town is this in?
It's actually over in Pegram.
Oh, yeah, I want to go find
it. You know where it's off of, what is it, McCrory Lane?
Yeah, I know where McCrory Lane is.
Yeah, it's off McCrory Lane at the Hidden Lake State Park.
There's a Hidden Lake State Park.
Yeah.
Then the lake isn't so hidden.
What? No, well, I mean, technically it is because it's called the Hidden Lake State Park.
But everybody knows where it is now.
Yeah, but well, okay. All right. I'll give you that. Everybody knows where it's at now, but it was hidden to me because you don't expect to find a lake in the middle of fucking nowhere.
In the middle of Hidden Lake State Park.
Okay. It's really pretty out there, and it was nice, and it was kind of like parkour-ish because you had to climb some rocks and shit, and my ass is not used to doing that.
It's good for you.
It's very good for me.
Exercise increases endorphins.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But, so. See, we're going. It's fucking decided.
Cool.
And I think we should vlog while we do it.
Like, when's the park close?
I don't know. I think like 8 or 9.
Nah. What time is it today?
Right now, as we record, it is 4:10.
Oh, we could maybe make it out there.
Maybe, but you have something you got to do tonight?
Just go get my sister. But we haven't decided what activity we're doing.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that a little more off air. Yeah. Fuck, I've completely lost my whole train of thought now because of
geocaching.
Geocaching. You got me into geocaching because hiking.
Hiking.
Yeah, anyway.
Maybe we were talking about what I like, but I don't really remember.
I think we were, but I that's what throws me off because I know that we were talking about what I liked and what I did, and that kind of threw me off. But anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and move on to a little section I like to call A Minute with Mike. You know, I got a little present for you. It's A Minute with Mike.
Oh my God. That was the best thing I ever experienced. And it only took a minute.
Hey, baby girl, that's kind of what happens when you spend a minute with Mike.
And what is A Minute with Mike?
A Minute with Mike is basically going to be a minute for me to talk about something that matters to me.
What matters to you today?
This week, what I'm actually talking about is Miley Cyrus.
No.
Hang on. Wait for it. All right. Me and you are about the same age.
Yes.
So we grew up with Disney Channel Miley.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about the new Miley?
You know, I like the Can't Be Tamed Miley, but now I think she's going a little bit crazier.
So you're not a big fan of kind of what most people would assume is Slut Miley.
Right. That's a good name for it. Or Drugged Out Whore Miley.
Ooh, damn, that's kind of fucking harsh.
Because her song, did you see the news article on maybe MSN or AOL, I don't remember, about she's talking about, what is the drug she's on? MDMA or something?
I fucking knew it. Yeah. I fucking knew it because, you know, I was
Molly.
Listening.
Molly, she's talking about Molly.
Yeah, I was listening to that song today. And, you know, whenever you look up lyrics, it says Dancing with Miley. But I swear to God, she says fucking Molly.
That's the clean version.
Well, I downloaded, I didn't think, no.
Well, that's the clean version of the lyrics.
Yeah. Because I started saying, I know I didn't download the clean version. But whenever I heard it, I was like, holy fucking shit. She's talking about fucking E.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fucking more power to her. I think it's fucking awesome.
Whatever she wants to do.
Yeah. You know, here's my thing. A lot of people judge her and give her a lot of hell because they feel that she shouldn't be doing this. She's a grown ass motherfucking woman. And if she wants to go fucking to the slutty side of things for a little while, then I think she should.
Yeah, maybe we should cut out drugged out whore, because I wouldn't even say whore.
So just a little drugged out. What, you want to cut out the whore part?
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want to just ding Miley too bad. I actually like her, but I think she's not as bad as Amanda Bynes.
Oh, dude, while we're talking about that, can you believe how fucking far down she's went?
Yeah, and they're having to get conservatorship now, her parents.
I know.
That's crazy.
Jesus Christ. Like, how the fuck? Because she was fucking fine back in the day. Like, a year ago?
Sure, I'll agree.
Would you lick her?
No.
What if you were a lesbian? Would you have licked her then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not a lesbian.
Right.
No.
Everybody knows. 100% love the cock.
Yes.
Now, but
110%.
110%, yes. Really? So, like, no possibility of ever slipping down that slope?
No.
Not even, like, the minors? I'm not saying you have to go pro.
Is, like, a cock involved?
Could be.
Okay, well, then that's fine, but never just like girl, and that's it. And we are taking a turn to the dark side.
Oh, I mean, hell, that's why it's called glass table. Yeah. There's nothing there's no way to hide anything under that's the table. Right. It's always out in the open. But, you know, if you've seen the new, I'm sure that you've seen this in the past, but it's the care for your skin thing that a lot of models take nude photos for t-shirts and things, and then they sell those, and they use the money to basically fund skin cancer research.
I haven't seen this.
Anyway, Miley just did her photo shoot for it.
Oh,
and
I haven't seen this.
I've got a picture here. I'll show you.
She's pretty attractive, but I don't like the short blonde hair.
No, I detest the short blonde hair.
Yeah,
I'm not a short hair on a girl type of guy, but I don't know that it would stop me.
That's not a bad picture of her at all, except for the short hair.
I know.
I just can't get behind the short hair.
No, I can't either. I wish she would have kept the American Sweetheart hair with her.
Or even the Can't Be Tame hair, the stick straight, dark, like down to her butt, brown hair.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, like that's the only thing that I can say about it is I'm not a huge fan of the short hair. But however else, whatever else the fuck she's doing, more power to you.
But you know, if I had her body, I would for sure pose on a t-shirt like that.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you, exactly the way you are right now?
Maybe.
I don't think it would be a bad t-shirt. I would probably buy one.
How much would you pay for this t-shirt?
What's the price?
You name the price.
Oh, I have to come up with the price?
Yeah. I'm asking you what you would pay for it.
Well, see, I mean...
Do you want to dig yourself in this hole today?
No, I mean... if it was for a t-shirt that was widely available, then I'd probably pay $40. Now,
I can get down with that.
If it was like I was the only person that was going to get one,
yeah,
I'd pay $100 for it.
Okay, cool.
Just that way I could support it and be like, hey, fuck all y'all.
I actually think it would be cool to do like is it boudoir photos?
Maybe
where you
I don't
just
know
get like
about.
Dressed up in lingerie and you just have this photo shoot where they just.
Burlesque?
No, it's not burlesque. I think it's boudoir. There was a Groupon for it the other day.
A Groupon for it. I wonder how you would spell that.
Boudior. There may be another U.
Oh, there's
in there.
Boudoir. Yeah, okay. Boudoir, French for lady, private room, sitting room, or dressing room.
Private shots. Like you would take in your bedroom. Let me look at Groupon because for sure they had a Groupon.
I'll tell you what, let's Google this. And I'm probably not going to be wanting to be for this, but sometimes I'm scared whenever I have
sometimes
to type
I get
Google.
Here. Off boudoir photo shoot and prints. 87% off on Groupon.
That's pretty fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Like that right there?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
It's like, it's not like fully nude, but.
See, here
like,
she is in her very attractive lingerie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get down for that. Would you sell prints like that?
Would I take pictures of myself like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and then sell the prints?
Yeah.
Like at conventions? Like we go to at our table? No. Let's not even say would you sell. Would you sign prints? For like fans and stuff,
If they wanted it that done.
Really?
Maybe.
Now, see, no. There ain't no maybe. You got to either be fucking balls in or balls out.
Balls in, yes.
Okay. Well, y'all
hope
heard
this
that.
Doesn't catch up to me.
Oh, yeah, it's coming back. You know it's coming back.
I would tell
back.
The tattoo that I have on the back of my neck, but maybe I should because a lot of people probably have that tattoo.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to hurt anything.
It's a version of don't regret anything. So, whatever, ball's in.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm, you know, I don't regret any of my tats, and I try not to regret anything in life just because if you, it's exactly, what'd you say to me the other day?
It's exactly what you wanted at the time that you did it.
That's exactly right, mm-hmm. And that really, really stuck with me.
Yeah.
So the only other thing that I really did this week, which we've already kind of went over, so maybe I'll just save it for the other podcast. But I found out that I suffer from a new disease.
And what is that?
Trypophobia.
And what is that?
It's the fear of clusters of holes containing pods. And what? I just want you to keep an open mind. Yeah.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is after we get done today, I'm going to show you photos. And then if it freaks you out, then next week we're going to talk about it on the show. Or next time we record, however.
Clusters of holes containing...
pods.
Pods.
The fear of clusters of holes containing pods.
Okay.
Like, it just creeps me the fuck out.
All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with more Glass Table Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Troll Doll Sparkles. I'm here to talk to you about all the starving hater trolls that roam around the internet feasting on women and small children because no one is willing to feed them. But who would want to feed these vicious creatures?
And that's where we come in. Come and get it. I'm Mike.
And I'm Scott.
And we're Troll Food Podcast. We feed the trolls all their favorite foods. Nerdy news, tech talk, epic douchebaggery, and of course, Mike's likes.
Check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, trollfoodpodcast.com.
Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth.
Don't want no money.
Shit's ugly.
Just want your sex. Take a bite of my bad girl.
Bad girl. Take a bite of me.
Show me your teeth.
Let me see your mane.
Got no direction.
No direction. I need direction.
Just got my bam. Take a bite of my bam.
And welcome back to this episode of Glass Table Podcast. Now, we've went over some of the things. Now, the next thing I want to move into is just a little bit of news. Because I kind of want to get your take on a couple of things.
Okay.
Okay. All right. First of all, the first thing I wanted to cover is Castro actually accepted a deal this week. I don't know if you're familiar with who he is, but I know you're familiar with the situation. You remember back whenever the three girls had been held captive in the basement of this dude's house for like so many years, and then they finally got discovered?
Yes.
Okay. He took a deal this week. Mm-hmm. That basically would allow him to where he didn't have, they would not seek the death penalty if he would take life without the possibility of parole.
Or life without the possibility of parole.
No, that was his deal.
Not lice.
I got a little, maybe. Yeah, life without the possibility of patrol. God damn it.
Dang those lice.
Life without the possibility of parole.
Okay.
So, do you think that should have went down the way that it did?
He was going to get the death penalty for...
kidnapping those three girls and holding them captive for multiple years.
Didn't he get them pregnant, too? Or
yeah.
More? Yeah, that's what he's... I mean, because the death penalty for keeping them captive, is that what the death penalty is for? For killing the
baby? It was killing the baby.
Okay, he should burn in hell.
What? And as I agree with you on this, but do you think they should have offered that plea, or do you think they should have went ahead and run it to trial? And
I think that they should have run it through trial and left death penalty on the table.
Now, if they would have run it through trial, though, then they would have had to have the girls testify on the stand as to what all happened. Mm-hmm. So do you think it's worth the trade-off for the fact that...
What's the opinion of the girls?
They didn't want to testify.
Okay, well then...
Well, the girls didn't say anything, but their lawyer said they didn't want to have them testify.
Okay, well... I guess to protect the girls who've already been through enough, maybe I would agree with it, but I kind of don't agree with it at the same time. But I wasn't in the situation. If right. I had been held captive, I'd want the guy to die. That's all I'm going to say. And killed my babies, yeah, I would want him to die.
But you would have rather stood on stand and be like, here, I want to stay on stand.
Yes, me. I would have.
Okay.
But I mean, I didn't put myself in that situation. You know, I didn't live through it, so I don't know how I would feel if I actually did live through it, but...
How fucked up do you have to be, though, to do that?
The guy?
Yeah.
He killed it? Pretty screwed up.
That's... I mean, like, I was honestly... I mean, I know that this shit happens every day, but I was shocked whenever I found out those girls were still alive.
Yeah, I was shocked, too, but, you know, maybe life without the possibility of parole is probably the best thing, because if it did go through trial, he would probably get some really great defense attorney to claim insanity, and then it would just put the girls through a lot of trauma and stress.
Maybe.
I mean,
I'll give you that.
I don't know. I think our justice system's kind of screwed up.
Well, I mean, and I would agree. However, it's kind of the best system we have, so we kind of got to go with it.
We do have to go with it, but... We know it's screwed up, so let's just give him life without parole, and I'm sure somebody will take care of him in jail.
You know.
I know somebody will take care of him.
Yeah, you already know.
So you know what? Actually, let's just say he can go ahead and go to prison because somebody's going to make him his bitch.
Yeah.
So.
You know there is.
Yeah, so more power to them.
Yeah, he'll get what's coming to him.
Yeah.
Now, did you have any news you wanted to cover?
How about the lady who fell off the roller coaster?
Ooh, okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
What happened there?
It was the Texas Giant in Six Flags. I think it was the one in
Houston?
San Antonio one.
Right, yeah, because they shut down that same roller coaster at the Houston one.
I can't remember which one I rode it at. Probably both, because I've been to both, and it was last year. So it's kind of, oh my God, I was on that roller coaster. But do you know who fell off of it? Have you seen photos?
No.
They should have never allowed this person on the ride. That's all I will say.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think that they made a very poor decision.
Like, I've never seen photos of this girl, tell me.
Too big to ride the ride.
Okay. So, she was a rather large woman.
Yes.
And so, the safety restraints could not
They
work
said they
properly.
Only got it to buckle down one click.
Okay.
And I know I've been in ride lines before, and the person will want to go on so bad that they will have, like, two attendants come in and push these clicks down.
Okay.
And to me, that's not really very safe.
No, it's not. And they're going to get so fucked so hard on that because their safety measures failed.
Yeah, and I feel sorry for, you know, you got 15, 16-year-old kids or whatever operating those rides. So I feel sorry for the ones that buckled her in because they're probably going to get thrown under the bus for it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will too, but at least they're minors, so they can't really get hit
too
hard.
It's just kind of, you're operating a ride and then your ride comes back one less passenger. How do you feel?
Yeah, I can understand how shitty that would be.
Yeah. So
did it kill her?
It did kill her.
Yeah.
And her sons were on the ride with her, actually.
That's right. Weren't they sitting like either one in front of her, one behind her, or something like that?
Yeah, or maybe one was beside her. Because I think on the Texas Giant, I think you have different lap bars for each person.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. It's been a while since I've been down there, like a year. But, you know, so I think one was sitting beside her and two were sitting behind her. One was sitting behind her and I don't know how many of her sons was. But this was her first visit to a theme park.
Jesus.
Isn't that something?
That's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of theme parks.
I love theme parks.
I'm not a huge fan.
I love thrill rides.
It's like Disney. I fucking hate Disney. The only reason I will ever go back there is if I have fucking kids or a girlfriend that wants to go.
Yeah.
I would never choose myself to go to fucking Disney.
I like Disney World. I like Universal Studios better. I like roller coasters. And I'm going to Vegas and I'm going to jump off the Stratosphere Tower, the Sky Jump.
Yeah.
Yes, that will be me.
Excited about that, I can see.
Yes.
Next piece of news I want to talk about, Mick Jagger.
I don't know anything about him.
Do you know who Mick Jagger is, though?
Rolling Stones?
Exactly, Rolling Stones. Lead singer, kind of like the leader of the group. How old do you think he is?
87.
Really?
I don't know. That was just a shot in the
dark.
He
just turned 70.
Okay, well, I'm a little...
I can't believe he's that old and still fucking rocking out.
Is he still?
Yeah, they're still on tour.
See what I know.
70 fucking years old on tour.
Well, good for him. I don't... Okay, Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. That's the only song I know.
That may be the only one that I know, too. I don't listen to a lot of old music. I'm not a fan of old music. But I like what's, you know...
Yeah, but congratulations to him. I hope when I'm 70, I'm doing whatever I want to do, too.
And I think the next one that I was going to want to talk about is... Okay, technology... Some people have said that technology has ruined today's handwriting. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's true? Do you think it's bullshit?
Like spelling and stuff?
No. Like the actual handwriting itself.
How has technology ruined that? Because people type and text and stuff, they don't actually write. Don't some schools not even require you to write cursive anymore?
I know.
But on a side note, I can't remember the last time I wrote cursive. Probably when I had to for a grade.
Yeah, I mean, the only time that I've done it's whenever I have to sign a signature.
Yeah, well, and then I wouldn't even call my signature cursive. I would call it scribble.
That's like me. I do MLL.
Yeah.
And that's not anywhere
near
my name.
I do letter. See?
letter. But yeah, there was actually a study done in 2012 that found 33% of people have a difficulty reading their own handwriting. And they are trying to attribute that to the fact that you text and type all the time instead of actually writing.
I don't know about that. Maybe that's just sloppy handwriting.
I mean, do you ever have trouble reading your handwriting?
No, but my handwriting is very clear and concise. All capital letters.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever looked at your handwriting and actually sit down and studied it.
I have all capital letters, and then I have, like, where I write normal with the lowercase letters. Sometimes I just change the A to make it the little loopy A or just the circle with the stick.
Hmm.
Just whatever suits me.
I'm going to have to look at your writing.
I have three different styles of writing, really. Cursive, lowercase, and caps. And I write in caps most often, so when you see my other writing, that's not you.
I don't ever remember you writing in all caps. No. I think you did write in all caps, but you made the other letters smaller, even though they were caps.
That's what I still do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I've looked at something I've written and been like, what the fuck is that?
I can't say that I do because of the capitals.
See, I think I just get in, like, sometimes I'm in a hurry. So I just kind of like leave the end of words off. I'm like, I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. I honestly don't think it really has that much to do with technology. I think it's just some people are lazy.
But really, how many times do you nowadays have to write? I mean, maybe going into a doctor's office, you would have to write on on your doctor's form, but applications are online. A large amount of things are online, so who cares what your handwriting looks like?
So do you think we should, like, no longer teach any type of handwriting?
No, I think it needs to be taught so you can learn your letters.
Yeah, but what if you could learn your letters without, like, eventually, are they just going to be, like, whenever you go to school, they're going to show, like, the picture of the A, and they're like, now that's going to be found on your keyboard on the middle left-hand side. There's going to be there. That's where it's going to be. You don't need to know how to write it because you'll just be able to type it.
Well, we still need to be able to write for when the machines take over.
That's true. So, but you don't ever think it'll get to that point?
Not in my lifetime.
It's not, well, I'm not asking about your lifetime. I'm talking about, like,
that the machines are going to take over?
No. They're not going to teach the...
I don't think it's going to get to that point. But, I mean, cursive went away, so...
It's kind of weird. Because I remember we had to learn cursive.
But I don't think it'll ever get to that point because that would mean that every school in every city worldwide would have to have access to technology, computers, things like that, before we could just completely get rid of
handwriting. All right, well, let's go to that, though. All right, let's think about this. How old were you whenever, and they actually talked about this, I heard Adam talking about it last night. When did you get your first cell phone?
When I was 16, when I got my first car.
Okay, so 16.
Yeah.
15, 16, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And you've had one ever since.
Yes.
Kids nowadays are, like, starting to get them way, way earlier. Like, you'll see some kids that are, like, 8 and 9 with cell phones.
My boss has a 5-year-old that knows how to work his iPhone better than he does.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So eventually, maybe, like, whenever your kids get 2, you'll hand them their phone, and they'll just learn to do everything by text.
But I think that in itself is a bad idea for kids to be at 2 years old already just stuck and glued to screens.
Oh, all right. Well, let's talk about this, though, okay? Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend on your phone every day?
A lot.
So you're kind of stuck and glued to your screen.
No, because if I get off of work or I don't have to be dealing with business calls and stuff, I'll put my phone on the charger and leave it there. I can leave it in my room.
So is that why sometimes that I'll send you a text message and it takes like 3 hours?
Exactly. Because I don't have my phone on me.
Well, then maybe you just need to get you we'll have like a special glass table phone.
Oh, that I need to answer immediately.
Yeah.
I don't want to be glued to a phone though.
Maybe like a pager?
No. That's like 90s.
I had a pager. That was like before I had a cell phone, I had a pager.
We're not going retro here. You know where I live, so just come to my house if you need something.
Oh, so I can just
come
on over.
Do you remember those days where you would just go to somebody's house and knock on the door?
No.
Really? When I was a kid, I would just go over to my next
house. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I do remember those days mm-hmm. back when we were kids that you would just go and knock on someone's mm-hmm. door. I don't think I've knocked on anyone's door in anybody that I knew.
Yeah.
In like years.
That's kind of sad though.
Because I was just like, hey, I sent him a text, hey, I'm here. Or as you did today, what did you do?
I knocked on your door first.
Oh, and I didn't answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't answer.
So then I had to call you.
So then you called me and you're like, hey, I'm here.
What? In the old days, I would have had to go to the window and start knocking.
Throwing rocks and shit.
Yeah.
I remember one time when I was a kid, I actually did that. I'd snuck over to a friend's house and I was trying to get his attention without waking up his parents. Mm-hmm. So I tried to throw rocks at the window. Broke the fuck out of it.
I was about to say it broke it, didn't
it? Oh, yeah. Broke the shit out of it. I just fucking run. Like, I didn't know what the fuck happened. I was fucking out of there.
That's just run.
Yeah, and I told him later, but. So, yeah, I don't know that it'll ever get to that point, but I really hope it doesn't.
I hope it doesn't either.
Because it's kind of a lost art.
Yeah. Like, a handwritten letter, to me, still means so much more than a text or an email.
Yeah, see. The only problem that I have with handwritten letters is, yes, it's very heartfelt. It's very connecting. You feel connected to that person. But snail mail has such a long response time.
So drive it over to the house and deliver it.
Yeah, but still, the same thing. I've got to wait to get the response back.
Just makes it so much better, I think. The anticipation builds. I like that.
So did you ever have a pen pal as a kid?
No. Like from another city or something?
Yeah, another city, another state, another country.
No.
See, I did. But we always sent it via email because I didn't have it until after the internet was launched.
Well, I'm not talking everybody write letters, but like relationship letters.
Oh, like back when we were kids and you write your boyfriend a little note while you're in class and hand it to him. I remember my senior year of high school, I had mono the very end of it. So I was out for like 3 months. And it was nice every day to be getting those letters at the end of the day because, my significant other at the time would write them throughout the day.
Yeah, see, that's nice.
It is. And it is more heartfelt. Like, I actually have letters that somewhere, I've got to find them, that you have written me.
I wrote you mm-hmm. letters. I wrote my high school boyfriend letters. I would spend all day writing letters. That's because I was too smart for my own good, so I had to keep myself preoccupied.
Ah, you're like, no, I'm too fucking smart for this bullshit. Yeah. I don't need to learn about this.
I don't need to know what atoms are. Cells.
Cells are kind of nice to know about nowadays.
Yeah, but I know about cells, mitochondria.
You know what's funny? Anytime like anyone wants to talk about cells, the first thing that come out of their mouth is mitochondria. Like, motherfucker, if I know mitochondria, I know everything else. I don't need to know nothing else.
Powerhouse of the cell.
That's right.
See, you don't need to know anything else. Nothing else is important.
Do you remember which cells have plant walls? Shit, well, fuck that off, didn't I?
Plants.
Yep, there you go. See, that's why I'm a dumbass.
I'm pretty intelligent, actually.
I know you are a smart cookie.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll move on because I know we're getting kind of long-winded on that subject. The new Wolverine movie, have you seen it? Or is it even out yet? I don't even know if it's out yet.
But didn't they just make a Wolverine movie like a year or something, a couple years ago? And it was called Wolverine, so now we have The Wolverine?
I don't know. I didn't see it if they did. I'm not one for going to movies in theaters. I hate going to the fucking movie theater.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, obviously, you love it. You used to do that when you were a kid.
That's right. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the way for like 4 years, I think.
But I don't like going in the crowd of fucking people around me.
That makes sense, kind of. But I have a specific seat I have to get. If I go into the Franklin Movie Theater, I have to have a specific seat, and I'm okay. If I don't get that seat, I don't even want to be in there anymore.
Where's your seat at?
Okay, in the big theaters, you have that first row, and you have that little handicap bar where the wheelchairs are supposed to roll in. Well, it's that row right there, and I have to sit.
The row behind that or the row of that?
It's the platform where the wheelchairs can roll up, and then it's got the ones right there that kind of... So it's not the handicap row, it's the one below the handicap row.
Right, but it is the one with like the rails so you can throw your feet up.
No, not Franklin doesn't have... You don't even have rails in Franklin. You have a big old space. So you have your first tier of seats.
Right.
With where...
I know what you're talking about now.
I have to have those seats right next to the rail.
Oh, okay.
On either side, it doesn't matter, so I have two options. So if I'm going to like the $5 one, which is between 4 and 5, I will get there super early to get those seats. But I don't go to the movie theater a lot. It's only like the big blockbusters, Iron Man, Superman, Avengers, that kind
of
stuff.
So we got a bit of a comic book buff.
Like I think the comic it's more movies. Like hot muscular guys in spandex.
Ah, okay. I'll see what does it for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the preliminary reviews are coming in for this, and they're not giving it the best marks. They're giving it like a B-.
I'm not surprised since the first one failed with the same name.
Well, I mean... I understand they were trying to reboot the whole thing, but I think that they could have... I don't know that it really needed a reboot. I kind of think they should have let it die. I mean, I know there are a lot of Wolverine fans out there, And I don't mind Wolverine, but he's not like one of my favorite superheroes.
And I love Hugh Jackman, but I still don't think I'm going to go see it in the theater.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more Glass Table Podcast.
Hey, I've heard you make the man cry. Ooh. You can break their heart without even trying. Show me how you do. Teach me how not to be shy like you.
Crazy, foolish, stupid, party going wild, fist pumping music. I like men who like to move it, get their affection and then refuse it. I can't help getting men's affection, my eyes give them all erections. They obey all my directions, come into my world, I am perfection. Ooh. Are you sure you want me to take time to think before you get seduced? It's not that hard to get a man to cry, you gotta be a little loose, loose. Free your body, stay true to you when you miss somebody. You're more special than anybody, time to take charge and start the party.
Hey, I've heard you make the man cry. Ooh. You can break their heart without even trying. Show me how you do. Teach me how not to be shy. I want to make the grown man cry.
Guys like me, cause I'm a party rocker, football watcher, and cocksucker.
Whoopsie poodles, I'm just kidding.
I'm a softball sucker, guys, heart stopper.
So cool, no doubt, but
and welcome back to this episode of Glass Table Podcast. We're going to move on to what I think is going to be one of my favorite segments of this whole podcast. And that is called What Sparks Sparkles. That's right. So what sparks sparkle this week?
I think this week it is going to be this show that I saw on Discovery Channel.
Really?
Called Naked and Afraid. Okay, now let me just set this up for you. You drop two people in the middle of the jungle, naked.
And probably afraid.
And it's male and female. So you got to throw that dynamic in there, of course, right?
Do these people know each other?
No. They meet naked.
Nice.
Yeah. And they have to survive for 21 days, and they're given a point that they have to meet at in 21 days. And I think if they get to the point, they get a prize. Some kind of money. I can't remember what it is.
Wait, like, so the two people can't meet up together?
No, they do meet, and they have to survive, but they have a meeting point for pickup in 21 days.
Gotcha.
And they're allowed to bring one item. One time somebody brought goggles, because that's important.
What the fuck?
Of all the items in the universe to think, you think, goggles? To survive in the jungle for 21 days? But, yeah, you would think this show would be, I don't know. I don't know what to think about the show, but I'm so addicted. Really, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it's not really attractive people either sometimes.
So nice.
You know, you think Naked and Afraid, and they're dropping jungle survivors into the jungle. They're going to be fit. They're going to be young. They're going to be athletic. No, it's like you just have to watch to find out.
I may have to watch that. And you said it's on the Discovery Channel?
Yeah. And they'll do the blurs in the, and it depends. And they're kind of biased sometimes. Depending on how attractive the woman is. The smaller the blurs will
be. Nice.
Because there was one where they blurred from, like, shoulders all the way down to kneecaps.
But if she's all, you know, hot, they'll be like, just a strip here and, like, yes. A strip. And then, okay.
But you always see butts. There's plenty of butts.
Oh, really? So they show ass, but they don't show tits.
No.
Hmm.
Or other parts.
I guess that's kind of odd.
Yeah. And I think, was it last week maybe, one guy, the preview was he was dying of malaria. Because
sweet
you're
Jesus.
Naked in the jungle.
So he caught the malaria there. It's not like they're like, hey, you got malaria? Come here. I got somewhere I need you to go.
No. He caught it in the jungle, probably because you're walking barefoot.
So 21 days.
Yeah.
What if they kind of, you know, what am I going to say here? I wonder if they kind of time it around like Shark Week.
Exactly. Because a lot, like most of the episodes, sometime in that episode, and one episode covers all 21 days, the woman will be on her cycle. Naked in the middle of the jungle.
Oh, God. I bet that's god-awful.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Ugh.
But I don't know. if you're malnourished, I don't get what's happening behind scenes, because malnourished, you probably wouldn't have a cycle, but I think it adds to the drama of the show, so maybe that week they're just feeding him a little more.
So, like, if you're malnourished, you're not going to go through your normal cycle?
Not sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, really super healthy athletes may not cycle.
Holy shit, really?
Because you have to have a certain fat percentage or something, I think.
That's odd.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you, like, I knew that, like, if certain women started living together, their cycle would, like, line up.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know you could, like, stop yourself by having a cycle by having, like, a 0.1 body mass index.
Yeah, some people
like
won't. And I don't know if it's across the board or what, but I know that some women, like, some super athletes, they don't cycle.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd.
And I know malnourished, because your body, if you're malnourished, your body's going to go down to, like, essential functions. And I want to know if, I don't know if that's essential function.
I don't know. I'm just going to go on record. Shark Week kind of creeps me out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I live with it once a month.
So. Yeah, I don't think I could. I think if I experienced that, I would probably die. I'm fairly certain.
Shouldn't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days,
days,
right?
And doesn't die.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell the story, but it grosses me the fuck out. I was talking to a friend of mine.
Okay.
You know what? No, I'm not going to tell this story, because I'm sure this person's going to listen to this episode.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, as long as I get to hear it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now you've teased them.
Yeah, well.
We'll just edit all of it.
No, no, no. We'll leave it in there. It's not a big deal. And then I'll tell you what, if we get enough response that they really want to know, then, you know, if
there
they
send
us nice emails, then we'll go
tease
ahead and tell
them.
It. Yeah.
Are you going to interject your opinions into my wellness?
Baby girl, you want me to interject my stuff into your wellness? That was not very nice, by the way.
I was just pretending. I mean, I was playing.
Ah, so now you actually do. Anyway, go on with your segment.
This week on the Wellness Watch, we're going to be talking about C25K.
Which is?
Couch to 5K.
Makes me throw up.
You don't like running so much?
I'll chase.
But you won't just get up and run.
I'll run if I'm being chased.
Oh, well.
For the right motivation, I could run.
Running's healthy, though.
I'm sure it is.
And with this program, you can start from not running at all and sitting on your couch all day to running a 5K.
Well, as you can tell, I am like the peak of fucking physical fitness.
Well, see, this would be a perfect program for you.
Okay. Well, tell me about it.
Okay, so what you do is you download this handy-dandy little app on your iPhone or your Android, because everybody has one of those, right? We don't have flip phones anymore.
No, I would think everybody would have one of those too.
Okay. And it is a program that starts you walking with small intervals of running. And through I think it's a 6-week period, you learn to run all 3 miles in 30 minutes.
So wait, on day one,
you're walking and running? Yes, on day one, you're walking and running. Let me tell you exactly what the intervals are,
okay,
because
yeah,
I have this handy little app.
Hook me up with that, because we may have to. Because me and you have both talked. Mm-hmm. About my big ass running the zombie run.
That's right. So we should do that. And the way to start is C25K. So on week one, day one, you are walking a brisk 5-minute warm-up walk, then alternate 60 seconds of jogging with 90 seconds of walking for a total of 20 minutes.
That doesn't sound like it just kicked my ass at all.
And then so you do that for, it's only 3 days a week.
Okay.
And so you do that for 3 days, week one. And then week two, you alternate 90 seconds of jogging with 2 minutes of walking for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Week three is jog for 90 seconds, walk for 90 seconds, jog for 3 minutes, walk for 3 minutes.
Yeah, but
that's week three.
Right.
We're already 3 weeks in, so it sounds bad now, but it won't be that bad. And then we have week four is jog for 3 minutes, walk 90 seconds, jog for 5 minutes, walk for 2.5 minutes, jog for 3 minutes, walk 90 seconds, and then jog for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Until you get to, okay, it was week eight, so it's 8-week program, not a 6-week program. The other one I had was 6 weeks. This one's a little bit better.
And week eight's just run like hell until it's over?
Week eight is 5-minute warm up, and then you,
which is what?
Brisk walking.
Okay, gotcha.
And then you jog for 2.75 miles or 28 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so in week eight, you're pretty much not walking anymore. And then at the end, it says, you've graduated, practice the run, and do the full 5K anytime you want.
That's what I want to do every fucking day.
But it's a pretty good program because you start from nothing and you're able to run 3 miles, and then we can go run the zombie run.
I don't know that I have the motivation.
Okay, you don't have to, but for our listeners, C25K is an excellent program for anybody who wants to start running.
Right, and if I felt the need to start running, I bet that would be an awesome program to use.
Yeah, and then you can do all kinds of fun runs, like the zombie run that's in October, the color run, the warrior dash, the glow run, which just happened in July, and that would have been awesome. Just paint yourself with glow-in-the-dark and have like all those glow-in-the-dark wristbands and necklaces and stuff.
So it's like a run rave.
Yeah, basically. So.
Now see, you could have got me on board with that one.
Yeah, so let's start getting on board now for next July.
It's possible.
Okay.
I'm not gonna deny that this will happen.
Okay. I'll take possible over not happening.
I don't know. Maybe me and my couch can break up. You know, we got a pretty serious relationship right now, but I might be able to break it off for him.
But you have 4 days of couch time every week, only 3 days of running.
Yeah, but I have 4 days minimum of fucking editing and recording.
But what they don't tell you on the app is as soon as you get done running for those 30 minutes, guess where you get to go back to?
The couch. The couch. You never know. Maybe if we become workout partners, we might be able to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. It'd be fun.
But yeah, there's going to have to be some accountability there.
I'll start back on week one for you.
Oh, have you already started this?
Yeah.
What week are you on?
Like 4.
Really?
Yeah, that's like, what is that? Like 2 minutes of running or so. 3 minutes of running, 3 minutes of walking or something?
It's a big fucking gap between 3 minutes and 27 minutes like the other one.
It happens fast, I'm hoping, but so I'm halfway through.
Well, where can they find this app at?
They can find it on the App Store. And it's free. We like free.
We do like free.
Yeah, so no excuses.
All right, well, we appreciate you bringing that. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of our listeners will enjoy that.
Yeah.
And the last segment that I want to do is called the Glass Table Movie Club. And what that is every week we will pick a movie that is on Netflix. That way you can stream it and watch it with us. And then the next week we're going to talk about it. This week's movie, since we didn't have one before, we don't have nothing to talk about. But the movie that we're going to be doing for next week is actually called Immortals. So make sure you go and check that out. You can get it on Netflix.com. We are actually in talks with Netflix right now to see if we can get a free trial for all of our listeners who do not have one as of yet, or who are not subscribed to Netflix. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. And I really think that I'm going to enjoy this segment of the show just because it'll be cool for us to sit down and be able to talk about movies that we've all watched together. And also, if you want to send us an email about what you think about it, then we'll be more than happy to read that on the show as well. So make sure you go and check out Immortals on Netflix before next week, and then we'll talk about it then. But anyway, I think that is officially our first episode.
Yay! That was exciting.
It was exciting.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that we do want to talk about is the Troll Food Network is actually going to be making some appearances pretty soon. The Troll Food Podcast, which is the flagship station, is going to be at a KaiCon, which is going to be the 11th, 12th, and 13th of October at the Maxwell House Hotel. So you can come out and meet Mike and Scott there. Also, GMX is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. In Franklin, Tennessee, and I think you're actually going to try to make it to that one, right? If you don't make it to the other one?
Potentially.
Okay. Oh. So
balls in. Okay. I'll be there.
Now, you can't back out after you say, yeah, I'm going to be there.
What day? What's the dates?
November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Is that a weekend?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I can be there.
Okay, awesome. So that way, if you want to meet Sparkles, you can come do it at GMX.
Yay, come meet me.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
I won't have the boudoir shots, though, yet.
You sure?
Yeah.
We might be able to hook something up before then.
We'll see.
That's a good way
out. How about how many responses we get determines if I do these boudoir shots.
Okay, how many emails do you have to get saying that you should do it?
100.
100 responses. So yeah. If you get 100 emails that say you should do it, then you'll do it.
Yes.
Okay. You just sealed your own fate. I hope you know that.
Okay. We'll see if I get 100 emails.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
I can send like a couple a day in between now and then.
From
it's too fucking late now. Too fucking late.
Okay,
you did not clarify.
I sealed my fate.
Anyway, we really appreciate you coming out and joining us and sitting around the glass table with us. So until next time, I hope you had a good time and have a great afternoon. Or morning. I guess fucking evening. I don't know what time you're listening to this at.
That is true.
Anyway, we'll see you next time. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
See?
Doesn't have the same ring as cha-ching.
No, it doesn't.